Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus. Amen. The joy and excitement that comes when you open a gift, the anticipation and the expectation that you have to open it up and see what is exactly inside. The person that has bought you this gift has carefully handpicked and prepared the item that is inside. Beautiful packaging, bow on top, wonderful gift inside. All that remains is for you to open it up. And whenever you open up a gift, there's really two reactions that you can have. Are you excited? And are you going to cherish the gift and hold on to it and use it? Or are you going to push it aside and put it on your shelf to let it collect dust? This morning, a gift is offered to us in Romans chapter 3. A gift that has rocked the world. For all have sinned, and all have fallen short of the glory of God, but are justified freely by God's gift through the redemption that comes through Jesus Christ. Romans 3, verse 23. And what we must decide here this morning, is this a gift we're going to cherish and hold on to and love, or is it a gift we're going to sit on the shelf and let it collect dust? Maybe you've had gifts that you've received that you've cherished before. In our family, I was thinking this week of something that we received that is just wonderful. It's a quilt that my mother made for us. She carefully picked, when Kaya was born, she carefully picked the colors and the design. And she set aside all the other projects that she had to put together this quilt. And it was very exciting. Now, neither of us, Alicia or I, are... We don't know what's a good quilt and what's a bad quilt. We got a lot of people that probably do know that here. But we didn't know. And we opened it up and we were really excited and we said, my goodness, this is just the perfect gift. We can use this for our first daughter. How exciting it was. Still, when we walk past Kaya's room, we think about this quilt and the significance that it has for us. Still, it's the most important blanket that we have in our house. If ever there's like just a hint of spilled chocolate milk or anything that could come on, it shakes us. That's how much we love this gift. Maybe you can relate. You've got a gift that you've loved and you've cherished and you'd held on to. You don't want anyone to touch it. You want to hold on to it and love it and cherish it. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, there are gifts that we don't really like, and we push them aside. In my family, we got a word for this. We call them the gifts that keep on giving. Open up the gift, you're kind of excited. You open up the gift, not so great. You put it in the back of the shelf for a good reason, because at that right time, when you forgot to get a gift for someone in the family... You do this. I know you do this. You get into that drawer and you take it out and you gift it, the gift that keeps on giving. This summer, my sister gave me a gift. None of you have met my sister. She lives in Madagascar. My sister, Melinda, she loves to give wild and exotic gifts. She's a really good gift giver, way better than I am, way better than anyone else in the family. And so whenever she's really excited to give gifts, or whenever she brings a gift, there's a lot of anticipation and excitement. And she brought this gift that I'm going to show you in just a second, all the way from Madagascar this summer to me. It was heavy and wrapped, and she brought it to different airports all the way so I could have it. And I opened it up. And let me explain what this is. This is an ammonite. Does anyone know what an ammonite is? Okay, yeah. So this, believe it or not, is a fossilized shell from an animal that lived supposedly millions of years ago by the scientists. And this, apparently, it's a mollusk related to the octopus. And apparently, these fossils are only found predominantly in Madagascar. And my sister told me that she was excited. She said, you could use this as a paperweight on my desk. Now, this is the part of the service that we need to delete, Jonathan, because sometimes she listens. This gift has done nothing more than sit on my desk and collect dust. If you want an ammonite, come talk to me after the worship service today. Sorry, Melinda. Do we cherish it? Do we push it aside? Dear friends, this morning we're getting a gift here, Romans chapter 3, verse 23. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, but are justified freely by God's gift of grace through the redemption that comes through Jesus Christ. Let's think about this gift. Every good gift is something that we need. The greatest human need is not food or shelter or water. The greatest human need is to be reconciled with the one who created us. Sin separated us, and the way that we get that reconciliation is through this gift, God's grace. Check mark. We need it. Every good gift comes with no strings attached. God's gift of grace, by definition, is a gift. It's undeserved. There's nothing we did to earn it. It was unconditional. God just sent his son simply because he loves you. Check. Good gifts are also useful. And when we experience heartache and pain and tragedy, it's this gift that we can hold on to that can help us get through challenging times. Grace. Today is Reformation Sunday, and it is an excuse to wear that one red item in your outfit, but it's more than that. See, Reformation Sunday is a Sunday that we are reminded that in the history of the church, there have been times that the church messed up. I'll be honest, the church has messed up. And the church placed God's gift of grace on the shelf to collect dust. In Luther's time, it was this indulgence piece of paper that was passed around. If you had, if you wanted to pay off an indulgence, you could put your relative up in a higher place in heaven. Forgiveness came with a price. And you see what the church did around Martin Luther's time was they ruined the gift of grace. And if ever a church in the history of the world ever sets aside God's gift of grace to do anything else and forgets it, it's a tragedy. And here at Peace, if we're ever known for anything besides God's grace, gosh, we're going to be in trouble. Sometimes too, just a word over what has happened this week. Sometimes too, when our equilibrium is off and we're off kilter, we can forget that grace, that gift that God gives us. Just last week, Tennille was with us, leading crafts with our children in the fellowship hall. She got sick and passed away on Thursday. And it's shocking and it's upsetting. And there are simply no answers. And I'll be honest with you, I am struggling myself because it's just very upsetting. And the reality of it is every single one of us is going to go through the process of grief and working ourselves through this. And maybe there's a different crisis going on in your life. Everything's different for each person, and there's no right or wrong answer. It's all healthy and good. Seek those people out. But one thing that I want to share with our flock here this morning is this. When we're knocked off and we're off kilter, it can be very easy to forget the great gift that God has given to us, his grace. And that makes all the difference and will and has for Tennille. Because with that grace, we're given eternal life. Dear friends, when we walk past the girls' room and we see this great gift that we value so much, we wrap ourselves into it, and it takes us back to that first time that we got that gift and the excitement and joy and anticipation when we took it out of the box. Well, this morning, as you go home, remember those things, those graceful things God has given to you, undeserved, no strings attached, that are useful. Your spouse. That's a graceful giving from God. We heard it in the hymn we just sang. That's a graceful gift from God. and grab on most of all to God's most graceful thing, the forgiveness of sins and eternal life. It gives us exactly what we need. Let's pray right now and thank Jesus for that gift of grace. Lord, we are off kilter, and sometimes the things that we say don't make a whole bunch of sense, and the way we feel, it doesn't make sense either. And we want answers to the questions that we have. But Lord, as we're knocked off kilter, help us in those moments to grab on to the gift of grace you've given to us. Lord, we're upset and we're saddened, but we're thankful for your gift of grace. We're thankful, too, that that was Tennille's gift as well. So, Lord, walk with us in the week ahead. In Jesus' name, amen.